Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we want to talk about a concept of holding space for the divine to enter and act. This comes from several other different concepts. One, there are elements of consciousness in here, so this is a very appropriate discussion for stages 9, 10, 11, maybe 8. But it also opens the doors in earlier stages for the potential of the future. And it also comes down to a discussion of doing versus being. So let's get into it. The practice of being is incredibly challenging. See, we grow up trained to do, to act. And it's kind of funny that we have to practice long and hard to learn how to just exist in the moment. But existing in the moment has an incredibly important purpose. Well, several important purposes, but the one I want to focus on today is existing in the moment so that you can hold space for the divine to enter and to act. Now, we know about the concept of reciprocity in loving, I am loved. In receiving, I am received. In knowing, I am known. In being, I am. In being, which is the practice of being, I hold space for the divine to enter. Flowing and expansive in its power and beauty. In being, I am in love with the divine. I feel joy, awe, and gratitude for the divine. I give the divine what I can, which is space, time, and attention. And the divine gives me all manner of gifts. And gifts sound very materialistic, but it's not, that's not what it is. You know that. I'm surrounded by the gifts of the divine in love for its creation. And I am in gratitude, joy, awe, and love. And the big deal today that I want to talk about is that we can hold space for the divine to enter and act. We hold that space by being rather than doing. We hold this human form as a space, this human attention as a space, and this surrounding physical space, which is all around us. We hold it in this moment, in this perfect, infinite now. It is not we that act in that space. It is the divine that enters and acts in the space we have held open and protected for it. In the sense that we are extensions of the divine, we too act in that space. Or we can act in that space. But it is the larger divine that enters and acts if we hold that space for it. We receive the divine into the physical and the mental space that we hold for it. And we are in turn received into the divine, right? Because in receiving, I am received. So as we receive the divine into that space, which is ourselves and the surrounding area, we are received into the divine. Why? Because reciprocity. So it's more like we're projections of the divine. That is a more accurate word, projections. Right? Imagine that the divine exists in the 11 dimensions we currently believe that the universe might have in terms of string theory. We as humans only sense 4 of them. We are a projection of the divine onto these 4 dimensions, a shadow cast from the divine light. Existing in these 4 dimensions gives us access to the physical, and we can then hold it for the divine to enter in full, like we hold open a door and protect a room. And in this way, we each act as the divine masculine, holding space for the feminine divine to enter and flow and expand. And we act as divine feminine, receiving the divine masculine and allowing it to create through us. This is the lesson. And this is the practice. So next time that you sit and are curious for more connection with the divine, try this. Try holding the space that is the body, holding the space that is your attention, and holding the space in the room around you. And imagine just holding it open and welcoming the divine to enter and act. You don't necessarily need to have a way that you want the divine to act. You don't have to have a request. In fact, not having a request might be better. Fully leaving it open. No requests, no expectations, no asking. Just welcoming the presence of the divine into yourself, into the room, into your mind, your attention, in this moment, this one moment right here and now, not somewhere else, not some other time, right now, and hold it open. And allow it to come. And this practice is very interesting in the way that it blends the practices of and the concepts of the divine masculine and the divine feminine, both in you and in the divine. So it's very, very balanced. And the feelings, because we're always after feelings, aren't we? We always want to feel a certain way. The feelings come as very balanced. They come as peaceful, gratitude, love, all of the beautiful things. And you may find that as you held that space open for the divine to enter and act, it does indeed enter and act through you, through this space, within this space, and then out from that space into the larger world. In whatever way the divine knows it needs to act, because it would probably know better. So give it a try. Sit with that and see where it takes you. And let me know how it goes. If you have thoughts, ideas, questions, follow the link in the show notes. Let me know what's going on in your world and how I can help. Thank you for joining me today. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.